Young Thunder will address the media and Patriots fans at 1 o'clock today, and you will be able to listen to that live as it happens here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI, old school style on the radio or on the Odyssey app, which you should have downloaded at this point, AUDACY. That way you can listen to us from anywhere. At any time, you can stream WEEI. If you go to WEEI.com, you can listen to us on Spotify, however you choose to listen. And 1 o'clock is when you will hear what Robert Kraft has to say about parting ways with Jerod Mayo. Busy week on this show this week. Tomorrow, Ty Tuesday with Ty Law. His thoughts on Jerod Mayo and other things. And I am confident, but near fully confident, that I will be able to announce the first two snow show locations by the end of this week. One of them coming up this month. And Curtis, the weather is cooperating. Great skiing conditions, I am guessing, when we get to the snow shows.
Yeah, there's a lot of powder to gnaw on.
All right. Boomer Esiason coming up at 8 on what happened yesterday here with the New England Patriots and around the NFL. That is 8 o'clock when Boomer joins us. Right now, though, let's finally get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
To believe maybe this year will be better than the last.
Well done, Shine. Instant request. I think first caller this morning pointing out that for New England Patriots fans, it has been a long December, but there is reason to believe that this year may be better than the last. So counting bros, and good morning. Congratulations to a taken man,
yes,
now officially taken, Chris Schein, popping the question over the weekend.
Takes his hat off to propose, not for the anthem.
You did take the hat off, I noticed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
True American.
Yeah. Yep. And she said yes.
Yes,
she
did.
Which is even better news. All right, your lead this morning?
Yeah, good morning, Greg. The New England Patriots have now fired Jerod Mayo. I still don't understand how Elliot Wolf has a job. I look at the situation and, like, Jerod Mayo was bad, but he was also put in, like, a horrible situation, almost a no-win situation in a lot of ways, just because of how bad the roster was. You look at what Elliot Wolf did in the offseason. He signed Nick Leverett and Chuck Okorafor. He expected Chuck Okorafor to start at left tackle. He no longer plays football. You cut Nick Leverett, and you were going to try and move him to center instead of just having him play guard like he has his entire NFL career. That was a really good idea. And then every draft pick that's been made over the last 2 years is basically terrible or off the team outside of Drake May. And so it's just like, I also watched Joe Milton yesterday, and I'm well aware that he was going up against basically like the Bills practice squad guys. But at the same time, I can see Joe Milton has more athleticism in his left pinky than Jacoby Brissett has in his entire body. How did we ever allow ourselves to start Jacoby Brissett with those two rookies on this roster? How? I don't understand. I don't get any of it. Elliot Wolf should not have a job. That is, I say that 100%, like, guaranteed, he should not have a job. Whoever the next head coach is, whether it's Mike Vrabel, Ben Johnson, Liam Cohen, whoever
Brian
it is,
Flores,
yep, should have the opportunity to bring in their guy to be the GM, and Elliot Wolf should also be out.
They got
to
get rid of him. And you know, it's very possible that they will. Like, I don't think everything had to happen yesterday.
Just because
you wanted to make the change with Jerod Mayo, because you want to get somebody as your head coach, doesn't mean that you can't make a change with Elliot Wolf in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, but so, why would you do that? Because then it just it throws a monkey wrench into your whole process of looking for the next guy.
Unless it's a package deal with Vrabel or somebody else. Unless somebody else says, I want my guy.
Why do you think, though, that it was leaked that he's not going anywhere? I just think that on a day where he's making the change at head coach, for that to be leaked at the same time, there's no coincidence.
It was
there.
So easy to just remove them both yesterday. Yeah. Especially when you see other teams around the league with these statements like, we support Shane Steichen and Chris Ballard, or we support Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel. You could have just ousted both of them, started clean, and then allowed the new GM and new head coach to make the decision on everybody else.
I would be shocked if he is in his current position next year. Shocked.
Next, I
hope you're right, Curtis. I hope you're right. But
The draft in the offseason, if Elliott Wolf is there.
I've heard this argument a lot over the last, 20 hours. Does the performance of Joe Milton yesterday mean that Alex Van Pelt should be back because of what he has done with both of those young quarterbacks?
I wouldn't take a damn thing from that game yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay. I think the Bills were, in fact, trying to have you win.
And I think when Mayo's gone, everybody that's on that coaching staff is just under the impression that they're all gone
They're all gone, too. Okay. Yeah. Great lead, Chime.
Thank you.
We will get to the rest of this morning's leads coming up next.